Good morning. The prophets had prophesied about the advent of Christ, meaning the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But even after the last prophet of the Old Testament, the world had to wait another 400 years before his coming. A 400 years that was called the silent years. Years when it appeared as if God no longer cared about humanity. And sometimes in our own lives, as we approach the Christmas season, you might feel that Christ has somehow forgotten you. But these people never lost hope in the advent of Christ. They were prepared to wait 400 years, if that was what it took. But while God seemed to have been silent, he was preparing the world for the greatest thing that would ever happen in the history of mankind. He was preparing some persons to usher in the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Today, you may think that for over 2,000 years or more, we have heard of the parousia of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yes, we have waited and is still waiting. But one thing we must never do is to lose hope. Some perhaps have died waiting and it seems long and far away. But God is again preparing the world for another great event in all of human history. But just like the Israelites, we too have waited on the second advent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nobody knew then when he was coming, and nobody knows today when our Lord will come. It's the same as it was then. We do not know the hour when Christ will put in his appearance. The critical thing is that we must have hope and we must be ready waiting. Are you ready waiting? Are you looking forward to this grand event? He will not come as a babe in a manger, but this time he will come as the judge of all the earth. The songwriter says, "It may be at morn, when the day is awakening, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world his own. Oh, Lord Jesus, how long? How long will we shout the glad song? Christ, return it. Christ, return it. Hallelujah. Amen." This statement, "O Lord, how long," is a clarion call that comes ringing in the book of Psalm, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, Habakkuk, and Revelation. But shortly before Jesus came into this world, God provided the signs to prepare the world for his coming. Zechariah and Elizabeth in Luke 1-2, they were barren without a son, but the Lord sent an angel to remind them that he was still the giver of life and he was going to bless them with a son who would make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And he, John the Baptist, would pave the way for the coming of the Messiah. Indeed, God is still giving signs today. He gave the sign of a virgin girl having a baby boy. He gave the sign to the angels while they watched their flocks by night. Suddenly, an heavenly host came and gave them the good news. He gave the sign to the wise men as they followed the star from the east. As we celebrate the first Advent, let us not lose sight of the fact that Christ can come at any time, any second, any minute, any hour. Luke 1:76-77 says, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins." So God gave Zechariah and Elizabeth a sign. God wanted man to have a knowledge of the forgiveness of sin before his son returns. God still wants that today. He wants people everywhere to know that it is possible for their sins to be forgiven before he returns a second time. God had given signs to Zechariah and Elizabeth to prepare them for the advent of Christ, the coming of our Savior, the Son of the living God. In Matthew 24, some of the signs that were given for the end of age, for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he says, "We shall hear of wars and rumors of war." Are there wars? Do we hear of wars? Is there a constant threat of war? Nations shall rise against nations. We only have to look at the Middle East. There will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes, and in diverse places, these things will happen. Are we seeing some of these things in our own nation? The Bible tells us, "And because of iniquity, lawlessness will abound. The love of many will wax cold." Do we see the love of many just growing cold in Jamaica, even within the four walls of our church? Do we see lawlessness in society? Let us hold on to the promises that Christ will return. As we celebrate, let us not only look back, but let us look forward. Zechariah and Elizabeth, in spite of the times, held on to the promises of God and continued to serve faithfully, waiting for that day when the Savior would come. Let us not get caught up in the celebration that we forget that Jesus could return in the midst of this Christmas season. Watch therefore, for we know not neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Have a blessed Christmas.